Diary, February to March, 1880, California. February 24th to March 21st, 1880, en route to California. It is cloudy. I am sick. Cannot eat. Nervous headache is upon me. Ate nothing through the day. At night, arrived at Council Bluffs. Tried to find Sister Milner's. They were absent. We walked back to a hotel. Rested a portion of the night. Coal gas from the coal stove came into the car, affecting my lungs and heart. Have written 2 pages foolscap to send back to Battle Creek for volume 4. Sent 4 pages to Mary Clough. We are having a hailstorm. It is now 2. We entered Cheyenne 1:15. Passed Cheyenne about 3 o'clock. It is snowing and hailing. I feel like breathing out my heart's desire for the protecting care of God on this journey. When I think that this is the 15th time we have passed over this road without accident or harm, I feel grateful to God and trust Him still. He will be our guide and guard on this journey. My heart is grateful, very grateful, for the assurance I have of the presence of God. I love Him. I trust Him. I will praise Him. We have had a very cold night. It is cold this morning, not storming, but clear and cold. We rested well last night. Took refreshment with gratitude of heart. We had plenty of room and a very pleasant day. Wrote several large sheets of paper to Brother Hoy and sent back to Battle Creek. Changed cars and were well located sometime before the Sabbath. We had a good company. There is not a child or invalid on board. Again, we have the entire control of 2 sections. We have had a very cold night. It is crisp and cold this morning. We enjoyed our breakfast. I have eaten but 1 meal a day except for Tuesday, ate nothing. Wednesday, 2 meals. I am feeling much better than when eating 2 meals. Met and conversed with Mackenzie, the great temperance lecturer, who is establishing inebriate asylums in different states. Here close by us is seated Stokes, who killed Fisk. We had a beautiful sunrise. The sky was broadly striped with crimson, gold, and silver. What a picture of loveliness painted for us by the great master artist. Instinctively, my heart was filled with gratitude to God. His wondrous love to fallen man, in giving His Son to shame, reproach, insult, mocking, and an ignominious death, seemed so deep, so rich, so broad. My heart throbbed with glad joy that I was privileged to be a child of God. In the night, I found dear Mary White resting upon her elbow, viewing in the bright moonbeams the scenery of nature. We passed Cape Horn in the night. Wild, grandly wild was the scene. Arrived at Oakland about 11 o'clock. We were received heartily by our friends. I ate no dinner. Rode out with daughter Emma White and Mary and Sister Faye. Gathered young turnip tops for greens. Elder Wagoner came from St. Helena. He is feeble. Oakland, California. Rested well last night. Awoke at 5 o'clock. The moon was shining very brightly. My heart went up to God for wisdom and judgment to know how to move, how to advise. Important decisions are being made. God help us to decide aright. Rode down to Edson's, White. Dined with them. Walked out in the city. Oakland. It is quite cool, but pleasant. My heart is heavy, my mind pressed with care and anxiety. The tangled condition of affairs here is distressing. Talked with Edson in regard to his going to Battle Creek. He is willing to go if it is our judgment. We think he should qualify himself as a speaker and should attend school for this purpose. Oakland. It has been raining and blowing hard all night. It continues to rain this morning. Decided to leave an appointment for 1 week from next Sabbath for Santa Rosa. We had a profitable praying season in the evening. Oakland. We had a very good night's rest. It is a beautiful morning. Sky is clear, the air purified. Elder Haskell, Brother Jones, Willie White, Mary, Lucinda Hall, and myself united in prayer. We had a precious season in supplicating our Father in heaven for his wisdom and help in this our time of need. Oakland. It is a pleasant day. I wrote quite steadily. Had conversation with Brother Palmer, who has recently embraced the truth. He is a singing school teacher. It is a beautiful day. We found the Seventh-day Adventist Church well filled. Brethren from San Francisco were present. We spoke to the hearers. Had freedom. We were heartily welcomed to California by our brethren and sisters. In the evening, attended tract and missionary meeting. Spoke about 20 minutes. Elder Haskell talked, and also Elder Wagoner. I felt quite weary. We have another beautiful day. There was fire in the night at Brooklyn. I wrote 18 pages of letter paper. In the evening, spoke to a well-filled house of attentive listeners, from Revelation. These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7, verse 14. I felt very tired when I arose to speak, but in watering others, my own soul was watered. The precious overcomer's reward cheered my heart and made my soul joyous with hope. Oakland. A beautiful day. Sent letters to Brother Corliss and my husband. Wrote some for paper. Arranged article for Volume 1, Great Controversy. I feel sad. My mind is troubled and perplexed. I receive no letters from Battle Creek. Oakland. The past night has been an eventful one. The Grand Hotel was burned and the entire block consumed. The flames and smoke made a grand display. There were also fires in several parts of the city at the same time. It is supposed to be the work of Carney's followers. He threatened that if his man put up for election was defeated, he would burn Oakland. The wind was blowing a gale and carried all before it, threatened other blocks. I thought of the great conflagration in the last day. What efforts will be made to stay the flames? Engines will be put in working order, but the mandate of heaven has gone forth, and no human power can divert the judgment of God. He has said, and it will be done. A lady from Stockton visited me. She is convinced on the Sabbath, but has not kept it yet. She is a fashionable milliner, but God is teaching her by dreams. She will take her position. Wants to be baptized. Oakland. Have a most beautiful morning. Rode down to Edson's. Took dinner with them. Prepared matter for signs. Spoke in the evening in our church upon temperance. Dr. Blank spoke upon the use of tobacco. We had a very interesting meeting. The pledge was circulated and quite a number of names were obtained. Rode out with Sister Willis. She is in trouble, poor woman. Her husband is a drunkard. She is obtaining a divorce from him. Oakland. Another beautiful morning. Sun shining clear and beautiful. Prepared matter for signs. Had long consultation with Elders Wagoner and Haskell and Sister Lucinda Hall, Willie, and Mary in regard to the signs and other matters. For this reason was hindered from going to Petaluma as I designed. Wrote 8 pages to Father. It is a clear morning. Wind blows some. Wrote 4 pages to Father, 1 to Sister Chapman, and 4 pages to Sister Lizzie. We crossed the bay for San Francisco. From there, took the boat for Petaluma. Tarried Friday night at Brother Chapman's. We were heartily welcomed, Sister Hall and myself, to their hospitable home. We had a very pleasant time with the family. Brother and Sister Chapman were at Santa Rosa, California. It was a very cold night. The sun rose clear this morning. Took early breakfast and was conveyed 2 miles to the depot in Brother Chapman's carriage. The cars took us to Santa Rosa about 8 o'clock. I spoke to the people in forenoon with much freedom. There was a houseful gathered from Forestville, Petaluma, St. Helena, Healdsburg. Elder Haskell commenced to speak and fainted nearly away in the desk. I spoke 1 hour. Then had social meeting. There was a good spirit in the meeting. Some confessions were made. Elder Haskell was able to speak in the evening. At close of Sabbath, we had deep feeling in family prayer. My supplications went forth from a broken heart. Santa Rosa. It is a clear, bright, sunshiny day. Elder Haskell spoke in the forenoon to a good congregation. We had missionary meeting in afternoon. Took into consideration the plan of inviting Elders Corliss and Farnsworth to labor in California. There was a unanimous vote to that effect, with promise to sustain them with their means and prayers. I had freedom in speaking to those present in regard to self-denial, plainness of dress, and putting means into the treasury. The matter of purchasing another tent was introduced. Pledges were quickly made, amounting to $150. This was very liberal. In the evening, I spoke to a house well filled. The largest number were unbelievers. They listened with good attention. I pray that the words spoken may not be in vain. I have left an appointment for Healdsburg and Petaluma. It is another clear morning. Rose early and prepared to take the cars. We took train at 7:15. Took boat at Petaluma. Arrived at San Francisco at 10:05. Took the ferry boat and were on our way to Oakland at 10:30. Arrived at home at 11:30. Found all well. Wrote some letters. Talked with Brother Wilson, who is getting papers for separation from his wife. A bad step. Talked with him against it. He has not taken a right course with his wife. Oakland. Bright sunshine. Have written letters to Father, Lizzie, and Sister Baller. Elder Haskell and I rode down with Edson. Took dinner with them. Had conversation with Brother Gardner. Edson and Willie are over in the city today. Oakland. We had rain in the night. It is cloudy this morning. Took breakfast with Will and Mary. Brother Palmer called. Invited me to dine with them. I had a very profitable visit with them and believe it will be a blessing to them. We had a season of prayer before we left them. They urged me to come again. Oakland. Spent the day in writing. Weather clear but cold. Clear morning. Left Oakland for Petaluma. Petaluma, California. Spoke to the church at Petaluma. Had good congregation. Social meeting after discourse. Spoke in the evening in Methodist Church. Rode 3 miles after meeting to Brother Chapman's. Petaluma, Healdsburg. It is a beautiful day, but quite cold. Spoke in afternoon in Petaluma in theater to Ladies Christian Temperance Union upon the subject of temperance. Had good audience and freedom in presenting temperance from Christian standpoint. Took the cars for Healdsburg. Spoke in the Seventh-day Adventist Church to a full house. All listened with attention.